Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to play you a little bit of audio from a video that my wife took the other day while we were off over the holidays. And I was excited and it was amazing, but I was just also like, oh my God, he's going to remember this for the rest of his life. And you just did it without even talking to me about doing it. And it took me back to when I was Barrett's age and I did it for the first time. Do you remember doing it for the first time?
I don't know that I remember doing it for the first time. I remember the first time my dad like took me out
to say,
here's how we do it, and you know, all the things that you never do, like walk around the car, make sure nothing's behind it, and all that stuff.
So Lana let Barrett drive the truck.
Okay, now this, do I stop?
Yes, you stop up here. Stay to your right, Barrett. You're on the right side of the street, and there's...
Well, it's kind of hard. It's actually really hard to say.
Go up further.
Make sure there's no way to my left or
yep,
right.
And you're supposed to put your blinker on. Stop. Stop.
I can't.
That was a gas. That was a gas.
If you take out your lens, there's
your blinker. I'm so nervous.
Right there. Hit it down. Okay, now make sure.
There's nobody coming right or left.
Okay, now slow down a little bit. Okay, turn the... Yeah. You follow the road.
Obviously.
You need to be a little further on this side. Keep going. You don't want to go into a curve.
Do I stop here?
No, you don't stop here. There's no stop sign, but you just don't go barreling around this.
617-655-1234. Do you remember the first time you drove?
I just, my palms are sweating. It's bringing back memories and moments. Like, you're trying to drive and it needs to be calm, but if someone's in your ear going, no!
Well, that other person doesn't want to die. So.
I hear you, but what's the first thing you do when someone screams at you?
You get like, nervous.
You
slam,
tense up.
You slam on the brakes, you whatever, like, oh, goodness gracious.
How old is Barrett?
He's 14.
And now, he sounds like he was on a street with stop signs for his first time.
Is it
protocol like a parking lot or a graveyard?
It was in a back of a neighborhood, like a dead end.
It was South Carolina. They just
Kids have been driving for 6 years.
There was nothing around. And to go back to the first part of it, the fact that Lana didn't say, hey, I'm going to do this, that she just
did it. Is that something you guys have talked about? Like, in no way, shape, or fashion does he need to learn how to drive yet. You can't get a license until you're, almost 17 here, right?
I think at 15, you start the process. 15 or 16,
It's really late here, but in any event.
He has a family friend who's 15 who already has his first vehicle, because down there you start really young.
Yeah.
But I had said to him probably a month or two ago, you're getting close to that age where we're going to probably be teaching you how to drive. And
he lives in the city. What do you need it for?
There are responsibilities that come along with that if you're going to get your driver's license.
Like going to the grocery store for us?
And so, no, I just meant we need to be able to rely on you for other things that we ask you to do outside of driving so that we know that we can trust you with an automobile when we get to that stage. You're moving on to the next phase of life. You're a young man. We want to give you more responsibilities. And one of those is driving. And he was super pumped about it. So I had had that conversation with him. I had not had a chance to have a conversation with Lana yet about that. And then she just goes off and then puts him in the truck and lets him go drive without any conversation with me about, hey, are we going to let him do this or not? Or is there a way, where should we do, like, all of it? And I was just like, you did it without me. I'm happy for you, Barrett. And the video is incredible. We'll put it up on the, we'll put it up on Instagram.
Did she feel bad that she did it without you?
Not at all. No, she owns that now for the rest of her life. No, she was super happy about it.
Would she have been mad if you took him driving for the first time?
Damn, that's a great question.
Thank you.
That is a great question. I can't imagine what she would have done if I just told her that I let Barrett drive. Can you imagine what that would have been like?
Are you saying there are some double standards in relationships?
I remember the first time I drove. I was 15 years old. We had just moved for the 35th time. And we unpacked our boxes out of the U-Haul truck, and my mom got a phone call from her boss and said, don't unpack, you're moving again in 90 days. Don't unpack your boxes, you're moving again. And my mom was just worn out. We had just driven across the state of Florida to get to this new place. She gets off the phone with me, with that guy. She goes and grabs her car keys. She throws me the car keys and says, hey, will you run down to the 7-Eleven and get me a pack of cigarettes?
And there it is.
I had never
driven
before.
The way every child in the 70s learns to drive. Pure necessity from
parents.
It was
early 80s, but yeah.
Pure necessities from parents.
I like that she didn't even bother to teach her. She's like, just run to the store.
I had never driven a car before. And oh, by the way, it was 1983. She had just bought her first new car, and it was a Corvette. So she threw me the keys as a 15-year-old to her brand new Corvette and said, drive down to the 7-Eleven. And I drove that thing down, and it was down a main road. And I drove that thing like...
That's really cool. Mine was a manual Toyota minivan.
I was driving like 17 miles an hour in this monstrous automobile, scared out of my...
I think mine was my mom's Pontiac that I was learning.
And the
on.
Better part is that you could go buy smokes at that age, and they'd be like, sure, man, here you go, $1.60, let's do it.
Well, I had a note that I always carried with
me. I had a note, too, at one time. For my girlfriend's mom.
Different times.
My mom also wants me to get a 30 rack.
All right, 617-655-1234. There's a lot to unpack there. And if you remember the first time you drove, what it was like, was there an accident? Did something happen? How did it unfold? Again, 617-655-1234. Again, yes, that is a new phone number, by the way. If you'd not heard, we have a new phone number here at the radio station. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.